Hello and welcome to the unofficial Bozeger Senior Hockey League podcast. I'm your host, Corey. I'm joined by my co-host, Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm a little under the weather, so if I sound like shit, I look even worse. Just keep that in mind.
I can confirm that. Yes, he does.
You're a dick. we are Wednesday. We got some nice games coming up this weekend, Corey. I'm excited to get some more playoff action in. I hope that I'm not under the weather by this weekend, but regardless, I'm sure I'll get to a couple games.
Not under the weather and weather pending. Hearing there's a big storm coming for Friday and Saturday, so fingers crossed that we don't get that.
Let's hope that it swings off, but if we do get hit, hopefully Roxanne Merrily-Young makes it to the rink and we can watch her stream because she is a legend.
She is. So on Friday, February 23rd, at the Civic, we got River Valley and Miramichi. This is game two.
The 23rd of February is a very special day for me, Corey. Do you know why?
Nope.
Because there is a hockey game in Miramichi, and I love going to hockey games in Miramichi.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because the 23rd of February is also very important to me.
It's a day that you get to spend the day with me?
Close. All right. You'll be there. I get to go to Miramichi.
Yeah.
And watch this fantastic senior hockey game.
We're so lame right now, man. What the fuck is wrong with us? I know. All right. Should be a good time. Can't wait to see that game. Game one was amazing, so I'm sure game two
very close. Point.
We have two games on Saturday.
Saturday, Miramichi will be hitting the road and going to River Valley for game three.
And what's the other game?
Shippigan will be in Dalhousie.
I hear that they're not sending a bus full of their fans to Dalhousie on Saturday, so that's unfortunate. I always like SeaWorld fans.
Yeah, it is what it is. On Sunday, Dalhousie will be in Shippigan.
And if Dalhousie wins on Saturday, Sunday could be it.
It could. I think Shippigan's got the potential to make this interesting, but anything's possible. It's senior hockey. The standings right now, we've had three games played. So Dalhousie leads the series against Shippigan 2-0. And Miramichi leads the series against River Valley 1-0.
Yep. Man. And there's such different series where Dalhousie Shippigan's not very hard hitting, fairly high scoring. Shippigan was tired last weekend, so it was hard to say how close it's going to be this weekend. On the other side, you have a very close, very hard-hitting, really, really fun hockey in River Valley last weekend. So it's interesting how the semifinals have these two very different – not that the River Valley-Miramichi series isn't skilled, but those are some tough guys that don't like each other and they're hitting a lot. And then over in Dalhousie, Shippigan, you've got really – very skilled players doing some great passing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's both sides are interesting to me because there's always the option of an upset. And I'm not saying that because I favor a team over another. There's a reason Dalhousie finished number one. You know, if they win, they're expected to win. If Shippigan can come back and make this interesting, that's what you live for.
Yeah, and then they definitely have the players and the skill to do it. They're the underdog, though, and they've proven that even as the underdog, they can battle. So,
yeah,
should be an interesting weekend. Corey, we had a big announcement today with a TV show finally getting a preview.
Yep. Maybe you should Get Pucked.
Get Pucked is the name. We didn't have a name before. It's an interesting name.
Yeah,
I like it. Very punny.
Very punny.
Saw some very familiar faces in this series.
One that I was a little surprised to see.
Who were you surprised to see?
Our good old friend Connor Smith.
Why were you surprised to see him? He was the GM of the team that this was focused on.
I don't know. I was.
You just weren't expecting it?
You know, Connor, Dave Boyce, and Big T reminded me of Bubbles, Ricky, and Julian. F this, F that, F this, F that.
And it's a SwearNet, if you don't know, is affiliated with the Trailer Park Boys. So it's going to be kind of that. You know, I personally enjoy the Trailer Park Boys. Great show.
Love them.
So, yeah, can't wait to see this debut. We saw some very familiar hockey rinks and some very familiar hockey teams in this show.
Believe I saw, just in passing, I believe I saw Bobby Davis in the locker room. I could be wrong. I think I saw Sullivan Cullen fighting on the ice. Good stuff. I really can't wait to see this.
Yeah, looking forward to it. I think a lot of people know a little bit about it. They don't know a ton about it. Hopefully in the coming weeks, as we lead up to this coming out, we can get Dave Boyce on, who's a friend of another podcast that we do, Wrestling with the Bros. So yep. Hopefully you can get on, have a chat about that, and maybe we'll get Connor Smith on to talk about it too.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're listening to this, Connor, hit me up.
You fountain of youth. But I really can't wait to see this show. Is it like a documentary style? Is it more like TV show? It seems kind of both.
It's a mockumentary. So kind of like a fake telling of a documentary. So it should be fun. I don't know. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
Subscribe to SwearNet and be ready for when this debuts. So you'll be able to watch that during the days that there is no hockey.
Yeah.
Unless you're a fan of the half of the league that's already been eliminated, then you can watch it anytime you'd like.
Oh, too soon, too soon.
It just sucks when your team gets eliminated early like that.
It does.
It's a long wait for the next season.
Oh, yeah, but we still got plenty of good hockey to go for the next few weeks. You know, Miramichi, Dalhousie, Spring Hill. I can't go one episode without messing up. I'm disappointed in myself.
I'm disappointed.
And River Valley as well. Are putting out great games right now. Really can't complain with what we're seeing.
Yeah, it's going to be some good hockey. Man, it's hard to believe that we're getting close to the halfway point of the second round. So we're hitting the halfway point of the entire playoffs.
Potentially. By Sunday, we got a finalist already.
We might.
I'm not saying we will.
I don't know that I'd bet on that. I think Shipping is going to battle a little bit this weekend.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to see a few games this weekend. Weather pending, obviously, and sickness pending, obviously.
Hello. I think we're definitely going to try to get to Miramichi on Friday night. Don't know where we're going to go on Saturday yet. It'll depend on how I'm feeling, obviously. River Valley is about an hour and 10 minutes closer for us than Dalhousie, so I feel like this, I might just take the easy way out and go to River Valley. Sunday we should be able to make our way to Shipigan. So who knows where we're gonna be. Stay tuned to our Facebook page and we will let you know.
It's always there.
I've got to just hit me now. I edited the Hawks River Valley game one earlier this evening. And I haven't uploaded it to YouTube yet. So I should probably go do that after we record this.
Yeah. Good. So anything else on this episode?
Well, we're only about 8 minutes in, so there better be something else.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm, you know, halfway through the playoffs. Everybody else seems to have gotten sick already. And now it seems to be my turn. So that kind of sucks. Work's been good. I had to take a half day off work today because I was just miserable this afternoon. I took a nap. You know, there's nothing much better than a good nap.
Oh, I agree.
Man.
Yesterday, I didn't feel the best either. I had a pretty crummy day yesterday. Won't bore you with my details, but I will say that I was in bed by 10 o'clock sleeping.
That sounds like a perfect day to me. Yesterday, you dove into old senior hockey videos. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Was it Mark Richardson, you said?
Yeah, Mark Richardson on YouTube.
I watched an old Trackety Alpines game from 1992, like in full. It was Trackety versus the Tigers. I don't remember, it was the Campbellton Tigers.
Campbellton.
And I knew none of the players. In 1992, I was, 4 years old? So, you know. I enjoyed it, though, but it was like, to me, it was looking around like, okay, they're in Trackety. And this aired on TV because you had, like, commentary and everything, and they had commercials. And I was like, geez, how big was senior hockey back then for like local towns? So it's a rabbit hole that I'm going deeper and deeper in. Saw a bunch of fight clips. I saw the, you mentioned this last week, not last week, last
episode. The Miramichi Tracody fight.
Yes. And it was way better than you even like, you said it was good. This was the highlight of my day yesterday.
It was
the
wild, man. The coaches
fighting and everything was brilliant.
Yeah, it's a different time. It was a wild fight. It's on YouTube if anybody wants to check that out. You know,
it was like 6 minutes long.
And maybe longer than that. Really good.
There was a 7-minute one, but I think they had like music on top of it.
Oh, okay.
Like this was just like the fight or the brawl. And I was trying to figure out if it was Charles Austin in net, the goalie that gets attacked.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really tell.
It's a wild, it's been a long time, man. That's been a long time since then. It was at the Civic. what other videos did you watch yesterday?
The last one that I watched was not on Mark Richardson's YouTube channel. I decided to go watch the closest senior league that we have that's not the BSHL, and I went to go see the Southern Senior Hockey League, and I saw the Grand Lake Sturgeons versus the Tri-County Express. They had a full game there. And I don't know, I've been getting into this senior hockey this past year, and I'm getting deeper and deeper into it. And this is something that's really close to us. I think Grand Lake, wasn't there like rumblings that they would be in the BSHL this year and then they didn't?
They initially were supposed to be in the BSHL and then they pulled out and they ended up going to the Southern League. So, maybe next year you'll be hosting the unofficial Southern Senior Hockey League podcast.
Unless you're dead or something, I don't think that'll be happening.
Wow, that's dark. Holy shit. If I was dead, you'd have to be running the Bulls of Your Senior Hockey League podcast.
I think I'd retire it in your honor because I couldn't do this without you. The fun of this is doing it with you.
Man, it's funny. I talked to someone about that. Like, do you think we could like give this away to somebody or sell it and have them do as good of a job as we do or do justice to it or carry it on? I don't know if we could yet.
Not yet.
There will be a day when, you know, we're old and tired and won't want to be doing this anymore, I'm sure. It'll hopefully be years away. I don't plan on stopping doing this anytime soon. I'm here for years to come, I hope. There's no plan on stopping. Don't worry. But if we ever do stop doing it, I sure hope someone else would pick it up and keep rolling with it because the players sure enjoy it. The fans enjoy it. The league needed it.
Yeah.
And, it's been good.
I do think that you were the right person at the right time to do it because I don't think anybody else could have done it and propelled it as far as you did. You put your money into this. You put your time into this. You put your sanity into this, spending time with me.
Yeah, exactly. That's
what my mom doesn't even want to do that, you know?
Spending time with you is enough to put a person
in. There you go. He had a full head of hair when we started this podcast, by the way.
that's definitely not true. Could we have done this without the team that we have, though, without my sister, without Tracy, without now my mom doing notes and helping us out? It's really been a team effort.
Absolutely. I don't think we could have.
Pause for 1 second here. A really unfortunate thing just happened. Corey thought I was going to keep talking, so he took a drink of water. I thought Corey was going to talk, so I muted and blew my nose, and then we just made eye contact through the screen, and we were both like, oh, shit, he's drinking water. And I was like mid-blowing of nose. I couldn't stop, so Corey quickly returned. Go back. I don't think we could have done it without the team.
I don't think we could have done it without the team. I think Mama Podcast has been a breath of fresh air, and even Joel from Jolteon Plays Wrestling with the Bros, he's been in the chat. He's been doing a great job there. So we have a really good team. Cheryl's, her clips have been fantastic. The editing work and the social media work of Tracy is the best. I have a YouTube channel and the only other person that has any claim to that YouTube channel is Tracy. She does all my graphic work and all that. I give her an idea and she brings me gold.
You're making her head very big. Here's the thing. I have to sleep in the same bed as this woman, and I have to live under the same roof as her. You keep putting her over and telling her how great she is. I want to bring her down a little bit. I don't know about this. Her graphics aren't that great, all right? She smells a little bit, and her hair's a little too curly. All right, we're gonna try to lower her a little bit. I'm kidding. She's amazing. I love her. She does some great work.
Yeah. Doing the streams has been great. I love doing that. It's not possible without Robichaud, though. Without Corey Robichaud, like, this is the captain of the ship. Without him directing traffic, it's not happening. Captains
or ships direct traffic?
Yes, they do.
I'm a flagman.
Flagman. If
I'm directing traffic, I'm a flagman.
You're directing traffic. You're right now.
I'm an air traffic controller.
You're the world champion. You're the podcast guy.
You guys are going to have to listen. If anybody's listening to this from Mirror Machine, you're going to have to find a spot with lots of space for my big head now at the Civic on Friday.
It'll pass through the door.
Hopefully. man, I can't wait to get back to the Civic. It's been a few weeks since we've been there.
Yeah.
Love that place.
Me too. It's one of the best. That arena grows on me every time we go there.
We started to sit in this middle section, top row. We get this fantastic angle for all of our video, which helps. But there's these people behind us, always the same people, and they really give it to the visiting team, which is freaking hilarious. But yeah, they're also extremely nice.
They are. The first time I went to Miramichi, intimidated was a little...
Yeah, you were scared. I was scared.
I was like, Corey, hold my hand, please.
It was Dalhousie Miramichi that first game.
It was Dalhousie Miramichi.
There was almost three fights that night in the crowd. Yeah, one of them right next to us.
And I was like, Jesus, if I go there during a Hawks game and they know I'm from Rishabhaktu, they're gonna think, whoa, no mas there. But now
Corey was so scared at that Hawks game. Not only did he not wear any Hawks merchandise, he wore Leafs merchandise.
Oh, geez. You know that's a lie.
Luck of the Irish.
You know that's a lie. I would never wear Toronto Maple Leafs anything. Which is funny because we're doing a hockey podcast. Corey's wearing a basketball shirt.
Yo, and I'm
wearing a football shirt.
Go Raptors.
Go Vikings.
Man, screw the Vikings.
Screw the Dolphins.
Yeah. Screw the Dolphins too. What a heartbreaking team that is to cheer for. God, yeah. Corey, we've dragged this into a 20-minute podcast, so I'm proud of us. I'm going to edit this. I think we'll maybe have a chat after this goes off air. Oh God, I forgot to mute. I'm just going to cough. Screw it. Yeah, I'm just going to cough into the mic. You're welcome, guys. I'm gonna play a little bit of Xbox tonight. We'll see how it goes.
No.
I haven't played Xbox in months, so we'll see. But,
Treat yourself.
I've fallen a little bit into FIFA, so I might play a little bit of FIFA. Last time I played would have been, 6 weeks ago or something, and I played some FIFA, but might boot up some FIFA. I enjoy some good soccer.
Now, what is your favorite soccer team or football?
I don't really have a favorite football team. I really enjoy the World Cup, and I watch the MLS, so I'll watch some European soccer. I don't really care. I'll just watch soccer. When the pandemic happened, one of the first sports to come back was soccer with no crowds.
Yeah.
And I was watching just endless amounts of soccer. Then this weird tennis like tour thing that they did. I was watching that. I went into like the sports rut. I missed it so much. It was bad.
I feel you there. Hockey and we talked about him in Wrestling with the Bros, but Newscott. I watched a lot of New Scott's video, a lot of old school maritime wrestling. That was my COVID, especially the first few months. I saw your favorite promotion, NWE, and your favorite, Preston Carter.
Man, I have some bad memories of some NWE shows. Not a fan. Not a huge fan of the NWE. If you ever want to check out some maritime wrestling, though, New Scott on YouTube is just amazing.
He's the
Mark Richardson of maritime wrestling.
Yeah, that's a good comparison, actually.
Oh, God. I'm going to go edit this podcast, get this ready to go out tomorrow. Hopefully, I'll get a good night's sleep, feel better in the morning. That's the plan. Corey, it's been a pleasure having you.
Pleasure.
We'll see you soon.
Take care.